Health insurance company Medibank has announced the recent breach of customer data is more serious than originally thought. They said that they'd received additional files from those behind the breach, confirming that the compromised data includes customers' personal information, claims records, and affects customers of subsidiary company AHM as well. This is the latest in a string of high-profile data breaches, including Optus and Energy Australia in late September. Medibank confirmed their cooperation with the Australian Federal Peace Investigation after the incident and announced a support package for affected customers. Tony Putt asked Nigel Fair, director of the UNSW Institute for Cyber, how this breach may put customers at risk.
Well, this information, along with all the other data breaches we've had in the past, and dare I say, the ones we're going to get into the future, once they become available to criminals, they'll start mapping data with other data breaches to get a more accurate picture on individual users. What they choose to do with this will be interesting when it comes to things like identity takeover, account compromise, and just general misuse of personal data.
So this could be used in conjunction with data from other breaches related to the same individuals?
Yep.
And this is only one of several large-scale data breaches in Australia recently. There was also the Optus breach and Energy Australia. Are they becoming a more frequent occurrence?
I don't think they're becoming any more frequent. It's more the last couple of weeks have seen some big, well-known brands that have been hit with a big data breach set. Data breaches have been happening for a long time and they will continue to happen. This is all of a sudden in our consciousness that we're alert to it.
Are there any ways that individuals can better protect themselves?
Look, it's really difficult because these data breaches at the corporate level, they're organisations that demand information from individuals who set up an account, and we willingly hand it over because we think it's going to be held in the best way by organisations. So it's really difficult for individuals. All they can do is have a really heightened sense of alertness when operating in the online environment to see if there's any anomalies, whether it's accounts that have been set up, whether it's phishing exercises against them by criminals, anomalies with banks and other billing. But it is getting harder and harder for individuals to be alert to this.
Yeah, and there seems to be quite a lot of claims of, especially with Optus and Medibank, companies leaving the back door open. What does that mean? How are hackers actually gaining access to this data?
Yeah, what that means is a lot of these companies have quite advanced cybersecurity policies and procedures when it comes to normal things like firewalls and threat detection and user accounts and that sort of stuff. But then they do a lot of simple things wrong. And that's what makes it particularly difficult to swallow in this thing is organizations still aren't fully understanding basic risk management procedures and they're not doing the simple things.
Do you think that's just an issue of complacency or do they lack the knowledge to do it?
I think it's a range of things. They definitely lack the knowledge. They also lack the intent, and that's more my concern, that they're just not investing in protecting user data.
And what more could they be doing to protect that user data?
Well, they need to understand the value of that data. They need to understand what it means to them as a business to have that data. And then they need to, work out where it's held, who has access to it, why they have access, does it ever get deleted? It really comes down to very simple things.
Do you think there's a governance issue there? Should there be legislature prescribing more responsibility for companies to protect their customer data?
Well, we already have that legislation. It's just not used. So we already have a regime in fine for notifiable data breaches. We have a penalty regime, but it's just never been used. And that's a failure of the system as well.
Yeah. What's the reason for it never being used?
You have to ask the Privacy Commissioner that. It is their mandate to do that. I genuinely have no idea.
So the AFP have said they're investigating the incident. How are cybercrimes like this investigated, and is it likely that that'll result in anything?
Well, they're investigated like any criminal matter is. They have them start off with avenues of inquiry and they look for proofs of an offence. So, they'll look for what the criminal's tracks have been left behind. It's probably highly unlikely it will result in any sort of criminal prosecution. But, I live in hope.
Is that just as a result of the digital environment in which the crime occurred?
Yeah, it's a result of the criminals invariably don't leave a lot of tracks about what they do. But the organisations themselves, the way they get in, there's not much remnants left. There's not much logging that's done.
Nigel Fair, director of the UNSW Institute for Cyber, talking there with Tony Part. The Wire also reached out to the Privacy Commissioner, Angela Fulk, who was unable to comment at this time.